Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Today is a beautiful sunny day, and I am happy to be with you on the internet today. I will be joining a wonderful woman who is a mother as well as a business owner who basically can do it all. She makes greeting cards and personal keepsakes, and if I have to just be honest and say so myself, she makes keepsakes that are to die for. So if you're looking for anything in the greeting card industry or the keepsake industry, the person that you would need to contact would be Jacinta Frederick. Today we will sit down and we'll be talking with her as she tells us a little bit about how she makes it all happen. She does this on her own. She makes sure that she gets the job done. And it's important as a woman to be able to multitask and to be able to do more than one thing with the resources that you have. Now, she makes this all possible by making sure that she does what is necessary, not only for her family, but also for her business. I believe I do see you here on the line, area code 212. Please press the number 1. I will see a little hand go up on the screen, and I will be letting you live on the airwaves as we are discussing the greeting card and personal keepsake industry. But before we get started, I just want to let you guys know that she made personally for me one of her items that is to die for. It is beautiful. I can't wait to receive it in the mail, and I am just excited to receive this personal keepsake that she made specifically for me with me in mind. If you are looking for a greeting card or if you are looking for a keepsake, something that you can share with your daughter as a mother, something that you can share with your, let's say, your aunt, let's say, a woman that you really admire, then I suggest and invite you to get one of the creations of Miss Jacinta with Jackfred Creations. Now, we are waiting for her as we are live, and she will be here in just a few seconds so that she can talk with us about how she makes this all possible. I do want you to understand that it is not easy, but she does it. And I do believe I see your hand up here on the switchboard, Ms. Jacinta. I will be letting you on the airwaves. I do want to say good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Savita.
Good afternoon. I'm so happy and excited to have you here today with us. And, yes, I can hear you. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and I'm excited about Jackfred Creations because this business is not only a business that is needed in the industry. It is also a business that is helping other women see whatever dream that they want to see come to life can happen. If you can do it, they can do it.
Most definitely, most definitely.
Okay, so I want to go ahead and get us started. But before we do that, I do want to say this. To every person who's listening to us today, we are ready and we are here to be a support system for any women that are in business. As women, we have to work together. And that's what we're doing right here and right now. As we're doing this interview, we are showing you that working together can be accomplished if you're only willing to be a support system for the next person to get to their next level. And as we're doing this interview today, we just want you all to know that being in business doesn't mean you have to be alone. Together, we make everything happen. So let's go ahead and get started with the interview. Just had to add that little tidbit. I am very, very, very excited about receiving my keepsake, and I just want everybody to know that you make creations that are personal, that are something that you've never seen before, because you can get a greeting card, and just about any company can make a greeting card. You can get a keepsake, and just about anyone can make a keepsake, but no one can make what Jack Fred Creations creates but you.
Sorry.
So
you can't break it. You came in breaking out.
Okay. I'm just trying to get the people to understand that only you can create the keepsakes that you make. Only you can make the greeting cards that you make. And although you can go and you can get a greeting card anywhere, it won't be a Jack Fred Creation card. It won't be a Jack Fred Creation keepsake, and that's what makes the difference.
Yes, I agree. I mean, first I want to say thank you. Thank you for having me on this show. Thank you for giving a space where women can come in and for having a support system where we all get together to help one another and to, and for me, that I can speak passionately about my business because I'm very passionate about it. And so I want to say thank you very much for that.
I thank you for being here with us today and for agreeing to do the interview so that people can learn about your business, but also so that they can find a woman in business as a example, as a role model to see it's possible.
Thank you. So moving on to the fact to the Jack Fred Creation, there's none other like it. Yes, Jack Fred, my cards are very unique, and given to the fact that most of my cards are spirit oriented, and when I say that, when someone orders a card from me, I find out certain information about the person they're going to give it to, and then I never make the card the same time. Unless certain things come up to me immediately, usually it would take me a day or so where I sort of like sleep on it. And a lot of the times, many of the times, I get a vision for that card, especially if it's something that is custom made. If you call me and say you want a greeting card for a birthday and it's a teacher and she has these attributes, she likes a pocketbook, she likes a purse. I really love making those fabulous diva cards. So that would come up for me really good. Like instantly I'd be able to put that together. But when it's more in-depth information, I always sleep on it. And when I sleep on it, a lot of the time the vision comes very clear to me during the night or first thing in the morning or during meditation, and I make that card. And so far, for every order that I've had, they almost feel like, well, how did you know this? They ask me, like, how did you know this? It's right to the money, exactly how I wanted it. This is exactly how I envision it. So, I believe that's one of the things that makes Jack Fred Creation stand out.
Exactly. And I want the people to understand that the process that you're describing to them about how you personalize each greeting card or keepsake is very important to how you as Jack Fred Creations comes across as your brand. You are specifically making sure that what you design is something that is personal. It's something that they will want to keep and share, but it's also something that makes them feel like they have a part of you.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So now let's get started with the questions that I know everybody's dying to hear, with how you have become this woman who is taking the greeting card industry by storm. You know, the first question I have for you is, where did you grow up, and also, do you live there now?
I grew up in St. George's, Grenada, which is Grenada's Spice Island. For who do not know the location, it's near Trinidad. Most people know Trinidad and Tobago. So we are actually north of Trinidad and Tobago. Some people may know about us through the intervention a few years ago by the United States. And I grew up on this beautiful island, and I'm not living there right now, of course. I'm not living there at the moment.
Okay. Well, I today have just learned about the beautiful island that you grew up from. I'm also one of the people who would not have known about that area if you wouldn't have specified it and pointed that out to us. So I'm grateful that, you know, I put that as one of the questions because I had never heard of Grenada before. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, of course we're internet savvy in this day and age, but it still doesn't mean that there's a question out there that we don't know the answer to. It still doesn't mean that there's a part of the world that we haven't been introduced to. So I'm sure a lot of people now will be interested in where you come from and what the island looks like, and hopefully it'll become one of those vacation destinations that is more frequently visited because of you introducing that to us today.
Yes, I really do hope so, too. We have very white sand beaches. As a matter of fact, we have both white sand and black sand beaches. So for those of you who would have visited Hawaii, you would have an idea what black sand beaches look like. And if you haven't seen it, well, that would be a good time to see it. And let me just add, the black sand comes from the fact that we are an island that has volcano activities on it. We actually have an active volcano, which is underneath a lake, which is one of the tourist attractions, which is one of the places that most people try visiting when they go there. It's called Granitang Lake. And, that one is from the crater. Sorry, the active volcano that we have is actually between Grenada is part of a tri-island. So it's Grenada, Carriacou, and Pilimatnik. So the islands are separated by water. And if you travel from one island, which is Grenada, to Carriacou, you actually would have a rough ride, a certain area, because there's an active volcano there. It's not dangerous. It's not active enough to explore beyond the rough waters. But you get to ride a volcano, if you may say so. And you know, it's a land of, like most islands, we have fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, freedom. You know, many, many foreigners move to Grenada because they love the freedom of just being able to walk around, the hospitality. We're very hospitable people. So
right.
We even heard that the medical students actually from America study there. They're studying there right now. There's a medical school down there. So it's one of those things, you get to do all the sports that you do here, snorkeling and you know, jet skiing, whatever, but in a nice, warm atmosphere.
Right. Well, I tell you, people, I'm definitely going to be looking into that being my vacation destination, hopefully within the next couple of months. Possibly a year, but I am very much interested now by you describing everything. And for those who are like me, I've never seen a volcano. I've never been around, you know, an active volcano or an inactive volcano for that matter. But very grateful to you for giving us that information so that we can become interested, because now it has piqued my interest to want to go there and to see the volcano for myself. So I thank you for that information, as well as for those who are residents, and then those who will become residents of this island that you're talking about, because people are always looking for a calm, cool, and serene place to live. Now, my second question for you is, did you grow up in a single-parent home, two-parent home, or did someone else raise you? Now, before you answer that question, I want to say this. I ask this question because the upbringing of a woman, or a man for that matter, is very much dependent on the home in which they grew up in. That's where they got their values, their morals. That's where they first, you know, started with whatever talent or gift that they had. So I ask that question so that people can get a feel for how you became the woman that you are today.
Collectively, I grew up with two parents and a grandmother. The early 7 years of my life, my mother, she studied nursing. She's still a registered nurse. And so when she went off to study, I lived with my grandmother and my dad. And that was for the early 7 years of my life. And then from seven onward, I lived with my mom and her husband. So he was a father figure also.
Okay. So you did have the father in your life. You did have your mother. You also had your grandmother. And that is a very wonderful support system as a child growing up so that your dreams and your goals could be nurtured and fostered. And I'm grateful to you for pointing that out to us, because sometimes people just need to see a glimpse of how a woman or how a man who is now an adult has been raised, so that they can see that, you know what, sometimes a single-parent home is where a person is fostered and nurtured, and that works out for some people. Sometimes it's a two-parent home. Sometimes it's a group effort where you have, as your family was, you know, the mother, the father, the grandmother. And I'm pretty sure, you know, you had other family members who helped out as well, but it's good to see a model of how a child can be raised and still grow up to be a success.
Right.
Okay. So my next question for you is, are you married? And if so, how long have you been married?
Yes, I am married to a wonderful husband named Fred Scott. And we've been married for March 13th was 33 months. That's last Sunday.
Wow.
We celebrated over 33 months of marriage. And I've been, you know, very, very happy to be married to him. And he is my support system. And, yeah.
Well, I'm very, very happy for you guys. I want to say congratulations, because marriage is a very foundational system that teaches us as women and men that we can coexist. You know, although people try to make it seem like, you know, marriage is the worst thing in the world, marriage is a blessing. You get to live and share life with another person, and you get to learn from them or share experiences and share your success. It's good to have someone that you can share your life with that also shares your name, and to raise children with them, because you begin to understand life is just so beautiful if you only stop and smell the roses, as people say.
Right.
Okay, so my next question for you is a very important question, and I'm sure everybody is ready for the answer. Why did you start your own business?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right. I started Jacquard Creation. Okay, let's see how I'm going to approach this. When I started Jacquard Creation, it was not really when I started the business in my mind.
Right.
I've always had a business mind. I've always had, my whole thing was that I'd never wanted to work for someone else. So I remember at a very young age, I always said to myself, you know, I know school is important and I will go to school and I will do my best. But as soon as I come from school, I want to learn a trade. I want to learn a trade and so I can do things hands-on. And
right.
as I grew older, that stuck with me. And when I came to this country, you know, I got into certain fields to sort of like to give me the stepping stone to where I wanted to go. And more it just thought, you know, it just keeps sinking into my system. I have to work for myself. I have to have my own business, and it has to be something with my hands. So I didn't know what that looked like yet. I started different businesses, like network marketing. I got really good training with that first company that I started with. And more it's like, yes, I have to do my own business. Because what I love about owning your own business is you get the freedom to, if I had one word to sum it up, I would say freedom. And you get the freedom to spend time with family. You get the ability,
right.
You know, the ability to get the time, the money, and to help others. You know, I'm big on helping other people. And when I see, and you know, when you look at television and you see the amount of people who are suffering, and your heart goes out and you want to know, like, how can I help this person? And, you know,
right.
as I grow older, and I realize even if I have $1, I can help with 50 cents. But back then, for me, it was like, I need to have a lot. I need to have a lot so that I can help others. So that was one of the reasons why, like, okay, I have to have my own business so that I can be able to spend time with my family and still be able to give, you know, time of my own, still be able to share that time and to share my money and whatever wealth I had with others. And I didn't see that being possible working for someone else because, like, you know, and people who are listening know, when you work for someone else, you're giving, if all of you go to that person, you don't have you. They tell you when to go on vacation. That's one of the things that I couldn't take.
Right.
Because I would use my sick days as vacation days, and I would call in sick because that was, you know, that's important to me that I need a break, go see something different, travel the world, learn about other cultures. So starting my business, that's what I foresee. And, you know, and being in Uncle Sam country where you get everything, being a self-employed person, everything is a tax write-off. So it's like, hey, you're
right.
Much better. You know, why not? To sum it up, like, I want to have control over my life. So, you
right.
know, you know, because the only person, when I'm in my business, the only person who can fire me is me. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think that most importantly, the one thing that we all share as human beings is the fact that we want to be home with our family. We want to have that family time. And as a mother myself and also a fellow business owner, I can tell you, it makes a big difference to be able to spend time with your family, to share with them. That's where all of their ideas and they get motivated to, you know, be the best people that they can be when we have that time with them to sit down and to talk with them or to find out, you know, what's going on in their life or, you know, what is it that they want to do with their life or, you know, just day-to-day things that you would not have the time to get down to the root because you don't have the time. And as a woman who was working and also going to school at the same time, you know, you understand that children are very big on time. They like toys or gifts, but they want to be with you. They want to have that quality time where they can just be in your inner space and you're there to show them love, that you care for them. So I do understand that as being a woman but also a business owner. And also, you know, as parents, we want to have that family time. We want to have that time where it's just us and the kids. And being a business owner, self-employed, you get the time to do that. Now, as you described, being a worker in the you know, the corporate world, you don't get that time. Your time is split up.
No, not at
and,
all. Yeah.
Right. And you want to have that time, but you don't have the time. And so you got to divide the time you have, which is not, you know, it's not bad, but you don't get to do those things you would want to do. So my next question for you is, how did your husband feel about you starting your own business?
Oh, he was very supportive. As a matter of fact, when he met me, I was already in business, but Jackfruit Creation came one day when we were, you know, enjoying each other.
Right.
Space, I should say, each other's space, because we were, you know, we were in the office together, and I was actually doing scrapbooking at the time. I was trying to, I was working on a scrapbooking album with my daughter, pictures, and I think it was around Mother's Day, and I said, you know, I shouted to my daughter, oh, come on, you know, you can be doing this right now. Come make grandma's card and, you know, whoever else you have to make for Mother's Day. And instead of waiting too long, so it was the early part of May. And then I started, I put the scrapbooking aside, and I said, oh, yeah, I need to make hers too, so my mom. So I started making the card, and I started playing with the paper and, you know, because I always made my cards, by the way. I've always made my cards for my friends and families, because if you would notice on my website or on my Facebook page, I've had, because of the upbringing from my father, who always said to me, when I would ask him for money so that I can buy a card for a family member or so, he would always say to me, why don't you make one? And so, you know, having that foundation, I've always made it and always learned to create it. So when I grew older, I just continued doing that because I wanted to make it my way and to always add my own words as opposed to the words that was in the store, because it just never fit. Some of it would fit, but not the second part. And so I had to, like, take off and take in. So I was like, you know, let me create my own. So I did that. So moving forward to Mother's Day, that month, I made this card and I did something that's called quilling. I used regular paper,
right,
and I quilled this flower, and I stuck it together. And I said, you know, I said to Fred, I said, "Hi, babe, look at this. I can sell this, right?" He goes, "Yeah, this looks good." I'm like, "Yeah, I think I will." So I started making that card. I was into a crafting thing I was doing, so I crafted something else, and I took the card to, you know, to my job at the time, and I started showing everyone, and everyone started ordering, and I'm like, yeah, I'm making these cards for Mother's Day, put them in an album all nicely, and there started Jackfruit Creation greeting cards.
All right.
Yeah, but he's very supportive of me, yeah. Yeah, so that's basically how it started that day, and that was how he, you know, with his support, because I don't know if he had said, oh, you crazy, nobody's going to buy that. I mean, I'm very strong, well, and determined, but at the same time, you know, I don't know how that would have affected me, but the fact that he said, oh, yes, babe, this looks really hot. Yeah, you can do that, and you can sell it for X amount, and I was like, okay. You know, so that gave me an extra push, of course, to do that at that moment.
Right. Well, you said something that was very interesting for me, as well as other women who are thinking about starting their own business. The support that your husband gave to you and told you that you can do it. It does make all the difference in the world when someone's there, you know, being your personal cheerleader and letting you know you can do it versus someone who sees, you know, the idea that you have and they say, well, you know what, I don't think that's going to be possible. I don't think anyone would want to buy that. And, you know, there are already people who have greeting card companies. Why would they want to buy yours? Or what's so special about what you're doing? You know, that in itself is designed to get you to stop
you know, going and for
I did,
your dream.
And I've heard that before. And I've heard that before because I was thinking about it for a while. I've heard, like, why greeting cards? Like, you know, people can go in there and get a greeting card for little or nothing. Like, why greeting cards? But it's stuck.
Right. Now, that leads me into my next question for you. As you were describing to me how you came about starting in making greeting cards and how you got into the business as far as when you first made your first greeting card, which gave you that inspiration to keep going, what made creating greeting cards the best idea for you? Because there's lots of business ideas that you could have went for. What made that the okay, this is what I'm going to do?
I guess because, you know, I thought of addressed that to an extent before when I said, you know, having the foundation for my dad, always pushing
right.
me into that. And, like, because I was always doing it anyway, I believe with the support of my friends who I gave the card to, especially my best friend, who every time she received a card from me, she was pounding on me. I don't know why you don't do this for your business. I don't know why you don't start this as a business. You know, you will do so good. Your cards are just out of this world. When I show people your card, and she would just go on and on. And I was like, okay, yeah, maybe one day. So I think, you know, at that moment, I believe is just spirit guidance. So
right.
what prompted me to just look at, you know, decide that day, hey, this looks good, I can sell it. I mean, when I look back at that card right now, I laugh over it, at it and I say, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't buy this card for me, you know. It's like, so so then you definitely know there was something in there that was bigger than you and your idea. And I believe
right.
truly that it was just my source being connected to my source at the moment and my creator speaking to me and saying, hey, start here. And, you know, you see this?
Right.
And he made it look so good. He made it look so great. That I thought it was the best looking card ever that I've ever seen, and I can take this to the market. And,
all right.
you know, I can't give anything else any credit. I mean, because like I said,
right.
when I look back at that card, I'm like, really? And I still have it. I still have that card there. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm very grateful for the encouragement and the gentle nudge that you got to push you into what would make you a successful woman in business, because it's really important for us to see that this is what we do best. You know, there's so many things that we're capable of doing that, you know, it can be overwhelming to say, okay, well, what should I do? Well,
right.
what would be the
yeah.
best business for me? So I'm very, very grateful that you got that push and also the support. You know, I stress the support because no matter what it is that we're doing in life, we need people who can encourage us and motivate us to go forward with the idea, because there's so many reasons not to start. There's so many reasons, if you do start, not to pursue continuing, not to stay determined. That I'm grateful that you had people around you who were very supportive and loving and knew that you could do what you were getting ready to do. They knew that greatness was on the inside of you, and I'm glad that they did, because now I get to enjoy what you do, what you're passionate about, and now you've opened up a whole nother world to me, to where when I'm thinking, let's say Valentine's Day, let's say Mother's Day, let's say Christmas, let's say just because I want to show someone that I love them and I care about them, I can get it custom made and designed from you, and it means something to me. You know, it's not just me just going to the store and getting a greeting card and saying, here you go. It's not that you don't put feeling into it, but now it has a personal value for me that I would not have received had I went to, you know, Walgreens or CVS or a stationery store, because you can get those anywhere, but you can't
right.
get what you create and the love that you put into what you do from
oh,
any
boy,
other.
Oh, boy, it's a lot of love.
I mean, and it's the truth. You know, I want people to understand and hear my heart and the sincerity of me describing to them what you do. When you want to give something to someone, you want it to mean something, not only to that person, but also to you. You want them to feel that they are important to you, that they matter to you, that you really put some thought into what you're giving them. And I believe that with your business and with what you're doing, you know, you'll get lots of people who will start buying your products and your service because they can customize it. It's just like the industry where people, you would call and let them know, listen, I want you to go sing happy birthday and dress up like this, and they would come to your door, and they made it special for you.
Right.
It's not
right.
just a card in the mail. They personalized it and made you feel like you were the most special person that has ever been made here on this planet. So
exactly.
I get that feeling with your company and with what you create and what you make. And I know for a fact that other people who come into what you do and start ordering your products and your services, I know they'll get the same feeling that I get.
Right. Yes, they will. They will, because every card that you every card that has been received, I get the compliments. It's like I make the card, but the best part for me is that I want to know what the receiver said. I've gotten tears. I mean, I just read one of my customers just told me that I gave my mom the card and she cried. I'm so excited. And I want 3 more orders. You know, that for me
oh, wow.
is the most important thing, that when the receiver gets it, it brings that, which I put into it, the love
right.
in there.
Wow. I'm waiting on mine so I can cry too. Okay, which is leading me into the next question. How did you come up with the name for your business, and does it have any special meaning to you?
I came up with a name because, like I said, when I started my first business and I said I had to have a name, I just decided to do first of my first name, which is Jacinta, the first 3 letters, and Fred, as you know, the first 4 letters of my last name. Ironically, my husband, his first name is Fred. So many people
wow.
think I started this, you know, the name came up because Jack for Jacinta and Fred for him. And him and I always laugh and argue funny about it, like, you know, funny arguments, like, oh, no, you can't take credit. They was brew long before you. And
right.
But, so, you know, given in terms of, I've looked up my name and it has good meaning. So I'm like, you know, put the both of it together. I believe name is really important. It's really important in anything, naming your kids, naming your business, or naming anything. It's really important because I'm big on numbers. So I figure if you don't have the right number count, you know, that would tell you how far, you know, like what could happen to your business. So that's like a different story. I'm not
right.
a large Trayvon. But so that's where it started, and so I just went far with it. My Jackfred Creation, actually Jackfred Enterprises LLC is my corporate name.
Okay.
And underneath that comes all the little umbrellas like Jackfred Creation greeting cards and whatever else God knows is about to blast out of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long have you been in business, and what year did you start?
Jackfred Creation greeting cards started in 2009. That was May 2009. Yeah.
Okay. And when you got started, I ask this question because I just feel like someone needs to know. What kind of feeling did it give you to know that you had just started a business that would not only replace the income that you need from, you know, how you would work in corporate America, but it would be something that was special for each and every person that you customize the greeting card or the keepsake for? So I guess my question really is this. How did it feel once you finally put it into action and said, I'm going to do this, I've started this business, I can make this happen?
Oh, excited to that day, to this very day. I get very excited, very passionate. I'm very passionate about my greeting card business and what the end use, the end recipient, how they feel about when they receive it.
Right.
When I send out an order, I don't sleep until I get a response. And I'm always at the person's email, like, did you receive it? What do you think? And sometimes if I don't get a, excuse me, when I don't get a response, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, I didn't capture it, so they didn't like it. And then they would say,
right,
oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. But, oh, you know, she loved it. She, you know, oh, my gosh, it was so great. I love how you put everything together. And, you know, there has not been a day that I haven't gotten excited about getting up and going down. I wake up 5 o'clock each morning. I'm downstairs. I have 3-level floors. I go straight down from the top floor of the bedroom to the right onto the basement, straight to my thing. Sometimes I'm in my pajamas working. And when I'm not home, if I don't have to work outside of the home, I'm locked up in there all day. And that has never stopped.
Wow. Now, that's an inspiration for someone who's thinking or on the brink of deciding, do I really want to start my own business? Do I really want to work from home? Knowing that you can get up, you can feel the comfort of being in your own home, eat when you want, drink when you want, see your husband, your kids. That is motivation in itself for the businesswoman or the businessman. And I say businesswoman or businessman before you ever get started, because you got to see yourself there before you actually get there, or else you're never going to get there. So for
right,
the future businesswoman or businessman, I believe that that's the motivation that they need to get started. Now, my next question for you is, do you involve your kids in the business? How many kids do you actually have, and how old are they?
Okay, I have a daughter. She's 11 years old.
Okay.
And, yes, she's involved in the business in the sense that she helps me with the packaging sometimes. We just at a stage where I'm teaching her to make my thank you cards, because with every order I send out a little thank you note. So I'm teaching her to make that for me and some other little things that I'm putting together to enhance the business and put it and take it to another level. She helps me with that now.
Now, that's
and then,
beautiful.
You know, if we go somewhere, she goes, she says, my mom makes greeting cards, and she helps me advertise.
That's amazing, because the advice of a child is something that every business needs, because people open up to children in a way that you won't get adult to adult.
Right, exactly. You're right,
okay.
Because I had an event last October, and she made some little bobby pins for herself to take away my business, of course, you know. And, you know, she went in there and sold her bobby pins and got almost all of them sold, because she put on a cute smile and said, you know, can you buy my bobby pins? Buy my bobby pins. And she sold all her bobby pins. And, you know, and I felt good about that, because it shows me that she's looking on. And the greatest thing for me would be for her to walk in that footstep, having her own business.
Right.
Herself.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's really important that we involve our kids in the business that we're involved in, so they learn it from the ground floor up. The
right.
experience that they will have before they ever step into whatever field they're going to be in. I do believe you're creating a legacy.